Today is Saturday, December 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, it is the day after Christmas, and it is a Saturday. I'm recording my fifth episode on a Saturday, because I want to get in those 5 days a week, you know. Otherwise, I don't satisfy my intro. So we had a good Christmas. It was uneventful. And so we got up on Christmas morning, and I talked about this yesterday, but we did our breakfast, and then we opened presents, and, you know, we don't really get a lot for each other. I had gotten Mark some stocking stuffers. I got him a lip gloss, one of those. During the winter time, both our lips get really dry. I mean, I'm sure most people's lips get really dry, but it is what it is. I got him some different flavored Kit Kat. They had a mint Kit Kat. They had a mocha Kit Kat, and they had an apple pie Kit Kat at the store. So I got him one of each of those. And I got some sour something or other because I think he likes sour stuff. I got him some breath mints because he likes to have those in the car. And that was pretty much the stocking stuffer. And then I got him an automatic timer watering system for his plants. The only thing is he really checks the moisture level of the plants before he waters them. He doesn't water on a schedule. He has a moisture meter, and he reads the level of moisture in the soil and then decides if he's going to water. And I said, well, at the very least, when we go on a trip or something like that, you can set it on a drip schedule so they get watered while we're on the trip. And I think he liked that. And then I got him a gardening kit with in a nice little toolbox like thing that closes up and you can stow it away, but it has all the digging tools and the cutters and the everything you would need for planting and repotting and stuff like that. And he got me an on-air light, which is going to be really cool. It's one of those that's plexiglass that's etched, and then there's an LED light that shines down through it, and anywhere it's etched, it really lights up and glows, and it says on the air, and it has a microphone in the middle of it. So I'm going to have to determine where to put that. And then he also got me a Claire Saffitz cookbook, dessert person. As everyone knows, I love Claire Saffitz from Bon Appetit fame. And she has a new YouTube channel called Dessert Person, but she had a cookbook come out in October that apparently was a New York Times bestseller, and it's called Dessert Person, and it's baking. It's just a complete baking cookbook. So I was really surprised about that, and he gives really good gifts. I think I suck at giving gifts. I'm generous. I will buy whatever someone wants, but I'm really bad at knowing what someone wants or what they'll really like. I don't know. I really suck at that for some reason. And then I cooked. We had ham. We had sweet potato casserole with a nice streusel crumble on top of it. We had green beans wrapped with bacon. We had rolls. And I made two pies. And at the time that I'd recorded yesterday, so in the afternoon, we just laid around and watched TV, and we didn't really do anything all that much. We were keeping my parents' dog, so I have to keep him entertained. And they had gotten new toys. Actually, my parents' dog, he is just falling apart. He's a Cocker Spaniel, and we don't know exactly how old he is, but he's starting to have a lot of health issues the past couple of years. And I guess he has gum issues, because when he chews too hard on a toy, his gums bleed. And he likes to chew the toys on our rug. And our rug is a mixture of whites and grays and blacks and stuff. But it never fails that he chews on a toy, his gums start bleeding, and then he gets blood on the rug. And so that happened yesterday. And so I had to clean up the blood off the rug. And I don't know, it was a mess. So then I had to take the toys up, even though that was his Christmas present. I had to take that up and say, sorry, you can't chew on. I tried to move it. I tried to put it on a towel and he wouldn't chew on the towel. He got off the towel and got back on the rug. I tried to move it to a different rug that I don't care as much about. I tried to move him just to the hardwood floor because it won't stain the hardwood floor. And a gnat landed on the microphone. And he didn't want to chew there either. He just wanted to chew on the good rug, on the nice, big, huge area rug that we have that will stain if you get blood on it. So, and then we had dinner, and we didn't have the pies, but I made the pies during the day, and then pie was going to be for dessert. And so after dinner, we went upstairs to the new media room, and we started Wonder Woman 1984. It looked really good. It looked really spectacular on the new TV. In fact, interestingly, I was thinking, there were a couple of scenes that I was thinking, oh, it would be really fun. Probably not, but I was thinking this. It would be really fun to make a replica of one of these scenes in Blender. Because I'm sure they used some 3D modeling software to build this big arena that they were in at the very beginning. The opening scene, basically. And I thought, oh, I bet I could do that in Blender. I probably couldn't do a very good job, but I could probably get the shapes, at least. And I'm sure they used they might have even used Blender. Probably not. They probably used 3D Max or something like that. But anyway, SketchUp, I don't know. Well, not SketchUp, AutoCAD, something like that. 3D Max is more likely. But Blender is one of those same types of applications. So I was thinking, ooh, there's a project I could do to learn more about Blender. Just take a screenshot of that opening scene and then try to replicate what I see, basically. So it's a long movie. It's about 2.5 hours. So we stopped it after about 1 hour and 15 minutes and went down and got a piece of pie. Well, we got a half a piece of the egg pie, half a piece of the chocolate pie a piece so that we could try both. And I want to say both of them turned out really well. The crust was flaky and buttery and crispy. It wasn't soggy. There was no soggy bottom. So I was really pleased with how both the texture, when I made the egg pie on Thanksgiving, the texture wasn't very good. It was kind of scrambled egg texture almost. It was like not that bad, but if anyone's ever made a custard or like an egg pie, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you overcook it, if it gets too hot, the texture just gets grainy, kind of. It's not smooth and creamy like you want it to be. And so they call it kind of a scrambled egg texture. But anyway, so the texture was smooth and creamy and the taste was really good. And it could have been a little bit sweeter, I think. But other than that, I think it was really good. And the crust was fantastic. I think I'm getting the hang of making homemade crust. A few more tries and I'll be good to go. So we ate the pie, finished the movie, and that was it for yesterday. And then today, we did do something, but the plan was I got up and made breakfast, and we have so much ham left over. It's hard to buy ham for just two people. It really comes in a large portion. So I may have to freeze some, although I'm not really sure. I guess I could just vacuum seal it and then freeze it. It should be fine, but I'm probably going to have to do that because we have so much ham. I could feed 8 people with the amount of ham we've got left over. Otherwise, we're going to have to just eat ham every day for the next 5 days because it says use 5 days after opening. So, and I don't know, we're going to get really tired of ham, but I fried up some ham to go with the eggs and rice that we had this morning. So that was our breakfast. And then we were going to take Shane back to my parents' house because they were coming back today. And Mark wanted to go to a nursery in Fayetteville. And I think just check it out. I don't know. He said he had something he wanted or something they had that he wanted to check out. I'm not really sure. A plant or something. So we dropped off, and I had bought my mom some. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, but when we were there having dinner earlier in the week, a couple of their crystal goblets were broken, and they're the really fancy. Why can't I think the name of it? It starts with a W. I can't think the name of it, but it's Crystal Goblets. It's a famous company, and they had chips, and my stepdad was like, oh, we don't need to buy any more of those. They're so expensive and they break easily. And I thought, oh, that'd be a cool thing for me to buy them. So I went online right there and purchased them. Didn't tell them. And then they came in the mail this week. And so we dropped those off and just left a note saying, Merry Christmas. Thought you guys would like these. Left Shane there. And then we were going to go to the nursery and Mark realized it was closed. So we came back and we put together the patio furniture that my mom bought us, or my parents bought us for Christmas. So we just got finished doing that, and then we're just going to have a relaxing evening, probably watch another movie. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good Sunday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.